96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We are sitting down with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to talk about all things going on in the district. Lines are open. If you have a question or comment for the mayor, please keep them short at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you can also tweet me a comment or a question at H. Fisher, WHUR. Madam Mayor, thank you so much for joining me. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me, Harold.
Let's get right into this. Let's talk about housing. You've committed some $100 million to provide affordable housing in the most expensive city in America to live in, Washington, D.C. That was a campaign promise of yours. Okay, you did it. What are you going to do with the money? A lot of concern about living in D.C. affordably.
Of course. And we have spent a long time building up the city. And one of the byproducts is that prices are being driven up in a lot of different areas. And there is room for the government to help in this way. And so part of the $100 million that I have committed and the council supported in this year's budget, and we're going to fight for it again in next year's budget, will create new affordable housing. Part of it will be used to preserve affordable housing. And we're also focused on very vulnerable units that if we don't come up with very innovative solutions, we may lose federal credits that make those units affordable.
Where would they be? And how do you define affordable?
Well, affordable for us means that a person or family shouldn't spend more than 30% of their income on housing. And we know increasingly people in the district are spending 50% or more of their income on housing. When you do that, you are in trouble. You could be in trouble from month to month if anything happens in your household. So that's what we really strive for, that families should be able to pay for their housing with 30% of their income. Now, the way our housing production trust fund works is that our development community goes out and finds development projects, gets those projects funded, and the district steps in to close gaps to make sure that those things happen. We also can use our public land, and from time to time, land that we don't need anymore, old buildings that we don't need anymore. We go out to the development community and they say, how can you help the district develop these parcels so that people can live here?
Are you talking about, for example, that plot of land in the Shaw community?
965 Florida Avenue.
Exactly.
That's a fantastic example because I don't have to tell you, you're right in the heart of Shaw, and you know what is happening in the neighborhood. Surrounding these areas. So the district owns some land. It's vacant. It's not doing anybody any good. And we want to build housing and we want to have retail there. It's our land. So with the council last year, I moved a piece of legislation that requires the district to use its land and 30% of it for affordable housing.
But let's talk about that, because according to this article in the Post and other people that we've had a chance to speak to, and to be quite honest, the Washington Post cut you no slack. They said that this is worth some $400,000, but could be worth millions. This is a seller's market here in Washington, D.C. You just said prime location. Okay, so why, even at 30% at affordable housing, why sell it for $400,000 when you could sell it for so much more?
Well, I could sell it for that, but then it wouldn't be affordable to anybody because what the developer would do at that price that was quoted in the Post, they would build.
Is that an accurate price?
It's an appraisal.
Okay.
And so if we sold it for that, the developer would build it at what is a term used called its highest and best use. And
okay.
What its highest and best use means, what can I make the most money on?
But couldn't you certainly
apply
conditions for that sale, no matter how much you sell it for? Because it is our property, the District of Columbia.
Then nobody
correct?
Would buy it. I mean,
you
they're
don't,
not.
You don't think so?
No.
In Shaw, in D.C., in the hot market that Washington, D.C. is, you don't think anyone would buy it?
I answered your question. What I told you is that people that are in the private sector that want to build housing, they're not doing it out of the goodness of their hearts.
Right.
They're doing it because it is a for-profit business. And what we don't build housing. The government, or at least the government, doesn't build housing well. So we need development partners. And so what we have done is said it is worth it to us in Shaw to make sure that we are investing in affordable housing.
Let's go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Jeffrey, calling from Northeast D.C. Of course, we are talking to D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. What's on your mind, Jeffrey?
I'm looking at the conditions of the families from D.C. General Shelter that moved in some apartments over there in Northeast off of 16th Street, and the property is just atrocious. And she care... I thought the apartments are supposed to be inspected prior to anybody moving in. And if you would see the conditions of these properties that I looked at on Channel 4, it doesn't make any sense. And most of the people there actually say they would go back to the shelter because this doesn't make sense.
Could you address that? Jeffrey, let me see if the mayor can address that issue. And I don't know whether or not you saw it or heard about it. There was a story on Channel 4 today on NBC Washington that said that people that were moved out of the D.C. General Homeless Shelter moved into certain apartments, and those conditions are bad. Mold, rats, bed bugs, etc.
Well, we would obviously have to inspect, and the caller is right that landlords that participate in any housing programs with the district have to pass an inspection, so we would want to know what's going on there.
But those people are certainly still living there. Is that something that you would want to look into almost immediately?
We are.
And what have you found? Are you familiar with this issue?
I'm familiar of it as of about 2 hours ago.
Okay. All right. And so what is the plan? I mean, you say looking into it.
Okay. To inspect it to see what the conditions are.
Okay. Jeffrey, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, you can still call at 202-319-7810. Mike, calling from Southeast. Go right ahead, Mike. What's on your mind?
First of all, Harold, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for bringing up the affordable housing issues in the District of Columbia. Because as of right now, it seems like if nothing is really going to be done about this, my biggest fear is that this is going to be the last generation of poor and working poor blacks living in the District of Columbia, which I found it appalling because at once this was once called the Chocolate City. And then when you look at not only the housing situation, and you got the black wealthy elite that I feel have not done enough to invest their money in the African-American community also. It just makes the African-American community look kind of bad. We got all these blacks with these money, but they don't want to invest in their own people.
Okay.
And I find that appalling. And I just want to thank you for bringing up the affordable housing issue.
Well, certainly, and certainly I do want to have the mayor at least attempt to answer or address your issue. Did you have a specific question?
Excuse me?
Did you have a specific question for the mayor?
Well, that was one of the ones I was bringing up.
Okay.
The other one I wanted to ask her, did she have a comprehensive plan of action to help poor and working poor people that are having difficulties of trying to get the overdue balance when a ticket's paid off and a driver's license? Because you got a lot of poor and working poor people.
Okay, well, let me see if she can address, because these are two specific issues. Mayor Bowser, you want to talk about the housing piece again, please? Because obviously he's concerned about gentrification as well, which is a big issue here, as you know.
Well, I think that we've talked about our commitment to fund our housing production trust fund up to $100 million. We've talked about how we can use our public land to make sure we get affordable housing where we have no housing. And we're also very focused on making sure that we are matching our job training to the good paying jobs that will be created in the district.
Mm. The other thing that he was asking about, which unfortunately I'm not so much familiar with, I guess people who are struggling with parking fees, moving violation fees, poor working class people, and how to deal how you deal with that. Is there a stopgap measure? I mean, suffice it to say, even for those of us who can afford to pay our tickets, may struggle with paying them. And when you have people who are living hand to mouth and they may get snagged by a speed camera, is there something that can be done to address that?
Well, we do have a program where people who have outstanding tickets can get on a payment plan, and that would allow them to get to getting a license that's compliant quicker.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is an issue. We hear a lot about the issue, and I would be interested in seeing if there's more we can do.
Okay. Thank you so much for your phone call. Let me go to Kevin. No, I'm sorry, not Kevin. Let me go to Clark calling from D.C. Clark, go right ahead. What's on your mind?
Miss Mayor, you have lots of good ideas when you first come in office, and, you know, it takes a little while. But one of the problems I'm seeing, I have rental property too, but I rent to people and they damage my place. What you need to do is the people in that you're renting these that living in these properties, you have to be some type of rules that if they mess it up, they lose that property and give it to somebody else who appreciates it. Because the minute I fixed up this apartment, spent about $5,000-$6,000 on it, put somebody in it, within 90 days, that thing has about $10,000 worth of work need to finish. I have a building right now.
Well, hold on, Clark, before you go on, what's your question?
My question is that I have a building that I need to fix up. I don't have the money to fix it up. And I would love to rent it to low-income people. But can the city help me fix it up? Where can get it fixed up and rent it to low-income people?
Well, we hear from a lot of small property owners a similar issue. And we currently have a task force called the Housing Preservation Strike Force that's looking at rental housing issues all across the District of Columbia to figure out what we need to do to shore up affordable units so we don't lose them. So we don't lose them to owners wanting to convert them. We don't lose them to market rate renters, and we don't lose them to neglect. So I'm expecting this task force to issue me a set of recommendations. Interestingly enough, at the recent, its first meeting, the tenant advocate made such a point that there's a lot of small housing providers that want to be in the rental housing market and they want to rent to low-income residents, but they don't have the money to fix up their own properties. So all those things are on the table so that we can do everything that we can to keep a safe rental housing stock in D.C.
Okay, thank you so much, Clark, for your phone call. If I may ask, I seem to remember there was a conversation during the discussion of the closing of the DC General about reaching out to the community to provide some form of housing. And to be quite honest, I don't remember whether this was on the tail end of the Gray administration or at the beginning of yours. But is that one of the things that you would be interested in looking into as far as finding housing for members of the homeless community?
Well, the one thing that we want to do is make sure that if a family experiences homelessness, that it's brief. But we do need property owners who are willing to rent to folks who are exiting homelessness. And so this gentleman's point is well taken, that he wants renters that are going to come into his properties. And we need landlords that will rent to folks who need a second chance.
Okay. I need to take a break, but it's just a short one. If you're on the phone, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Kevin, Tamika, Joe, McHall, stay with us. We will take your questions. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Talking to D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser about all things going on in the district. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Stay with us.